Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, I'm glad you're here. Eric Cargiolotto is with us, ladies and gentlemen. And Eric is he's a messaging expert. He's a brand expert. He's a guy who helps companies like yours and mine make sure that we put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's a founding partner of Smash Lab. He's the author of the new book, Speak Human, Outmarketing the Big Guys by Getting Personal. And he's our new friend, Eric Cargiolotto. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, as always, or as for the first time. We're glad you're here, and as you'll find out, if you all you got to do to get invited back is just to laugh at the host's jokes, and you're golden.
I'm going to really work at that.
Eric, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time, and I reminded the audience of this in the segment when I told them you were coming, is for over 10 years, closer to 12, I've been saying that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. It wasn't good that the 20th century was the century of the major corporation, but they had their century. This is our century. And everything that has happened since then has made me feel that I was correct in that prophecy. What do you think?
I'm entirely with you on that. And I think that with the new tools that we've seen emerge in the last while, we've really seen that large corporations can certainly use those tools, but they really seem much more tailor-made for people who want to have a one-on-one kind of interaction with their audience.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you have that when you're in an organization of thousands of people? Whereas when you're in an organization of 2 or 5 or 10 people, it's much more viable to have that link with the people who are buying your products and services.
Well, exactly. And the thing is what's been interesting is I've been around long enough, Eric, to have seen the time when if General Motors or Xerox or somebody like that wanted a kind of a customized a program that would help them have some kind of advantage, they'd have to hire a company to build it for them. They'd probably spend $20 million on it. Today, small business owners have more power than they would have had 20 years ago, maybe for free, in a little bitty application that we pick up. And when you've got that kind of power, that's that decentralized, that democratized, that incrementalized, down to the small business level, that's not only gives the business power, it gives the customers power too, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It's a really exciting time to be a customer where, you know, I remember being in that spot where, let's say, finding a new band. I lived in a fairly small town growing up, and if, you know, to hear of a new band on, let's say, MTV or what have you,
right,
it had to go through that mainstream
mm-hmm.
site. And to go explore new music, the best, and this was, I was already getting a fair bit older by this time, the best I could do at that time was go to the CD shop and listen to a CD for a few moments and maybe find something unique that I could like.
Right.
But right now, I can listen to anything I want
mm-hmm.
from anywhere. And this could be an artist who's, this fellow recently who has a band of sorts called Girl Talk that's really phenomenal and interesting. He's entirely self-publishing his music, and I found him by way of a documentary. So the routes that we have to finding new and wonderful things is just much, much greater and more plentiful than ever before. So that certainly excites me an awful lot.
Well, one of the things that's happening out there is the social media craze. And I'm telling my audience that it is a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going to go away, but it is a craze, meaning that it's going to eventually settle down and become a tool that we use, like we use our automobiles or the internet for anything else. But it is a craze right now. I prefer to think of it not as social media for businesses, but as building online customer communities. And that kind of community building is something small business owners do best, and that's where we start bringing in your concept of speaking human, I think.
I think you and I are certainly on the same page with this. It's I think we've heard a lot of excitement, or we've witnessed a lot of excitement around people thinking that social media is an inexpensive way to basically communicate with absolutely everyone. And I believe that's a mistake. It's not a quick, cheap way to make a big kind of explosion of activity, but rather it's simply a more effective tool for connecting with your audience than I think we've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And just if we compare it really, really simply with advertising, for example, which I believe is very effective in the right setting, and when the directives of what an advertiser is doing are very, very clear. But still, the ad never let us say, you know, we don't agree with you. We don't like what you're saying here. And this notion now that if I'm upset with a product, I can actually contact the company and say, I'm not happy with this.
Right.
And that it's expected that they'll tell me why, what they're going to do about that, and what they're going to do to save my
business. Maybe explain why you're not using it correctly.
Exactly.
Well, so just dialogue, basically, is what you're talking about, right?
Exactly. It's funny that this is the strange part I find with social media, is that there's so much excitement around it that we've started to make it almost a thing of its own, as
right.
though it's somehow living in its own environment, where, in fact, it's very much going back to a way of communicating that we're all used to as human beings.
Like in the old, when we used to live in villages and everybody was able to talk to everybody else.
Precisely.
And before air conditioning, when all the windows were up, right, you could hear what was going on in all the buildings.
Well, it's funny. We're in an office space here with no air conditioning, and it's such an...
You're in Vancouver.
We are, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's warm enough in the summer, the air conditioning certainly would be nice, but we insisted on having big opening windows because
yeah.
we like that connection. We like to smell the smells outside and be connected to humans, and we don't want to be cut off from everyone. And when I think of this notion of business as this completely sterile, completely professional kind of thing that's disconnected from all other humans, it sort of makes me sick to my stomach. I don't want any part of that. I want to connect with people who are real, who are experiencing real things and excited about the things they do. And again, that's what I see as a really exciting thing
mm-hmm.
right now, is that if you, for example, run a winery, tell me about what you're doing out there and show me the love you have for that winery and for the product that you make and so on.
And for how your customers can benefit from being wine consumers, or give them, not only tell them about your product, but talk to them about being a lover of wine or whatever it might be, whatever your product is. Hold on to that thought. Eric Cargiolotto is with us, folks. He is the author of the new book called Speak Human. I'm going to get him to come back. We come back after these messages. I want him to talk more about speaking human, and I want to get him to get into some of the very important things that he brings up in his book right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We think you can do that if you'll show up. We'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff without cost, without charge, and very happy to let you hang out with us there. And also, don't forget, while you're checking out the archives and the articles and other resources there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Eric Cargiolotto is with us, folks. Cargiolotto. If you can spell Blasingame, you can spell Cargiolotto. I promise. Eric Cargiolotto is the founding partner with Smash Lab, which is a firm that helps companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Also, the author of the new book, Speak Human. Eric, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
Well, a very easy way to find me is on Twitter. twitter.com/KARJ. With a horrible last name like Cargiolotto, I felt it was nice to shorten it where I could. If people are just curious about the book, they can go to speakhuman.com and they can even read the first chapter there for free and see if it's the sort of thing that catches their fancy.
And where is the book available for sale?
Amazon is likely the most the simplest route to go, or Barnes & Noble has it online as well.
All right.
You won't find it as much in bookstores yet, as
right.
it's mostly
just
running.
Just a matter of time, Eric. I think your book's going to catch on.
Thank you.
Talk to us about Speaking Human.
Well, you know, speaking human, I think, is really ultimately a matter of taking away how we've learned we think we need to speak as corporations and just saying what we need to say. And it's funny, when we started our company, we had a young fellow who had just finished business school who gave us some counseling, and he said, well, you know, you have to call yourselves the CEO and the CIO because then everyone will think you're a big company. And my dad said, well, you're going to sound like a fool, Eric. You're two guys in your house. That's ridiculous. There was this kind of pull in each direction because the logic of sounding like a corporation made sense. But at the same time, what my dad was saying to us seemed to make an awful lot more sense.
He was talking about authenticity and what your dad was lurching controllably or uncontrollably, I don't know which one, toward was the way people want to be treated now, and that's authentically.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, like in all of the operations that we've had, I'm really surprised by the moment that we stop thinking we need to have a rehearsed response to things and instead tell people, you know what, we screwed up and we're going to fix this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I really want to have your business because we want to do this for you. We want to help you do this. And it's strange, when you take out that layer of kind of poop that we've all learned to use in our corporate speak, people let down their guard and take it in because we don't feel like we're getting pitched any longer.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why that won't work anymore. 20 years ago, if a corporation, you know, spit out something that was unauthentic, you know, you and I might talk about it over a beer and say, you know, I can't believe they said that. And other people would do the same thing, but the dots were never really connected. But now you can go online and put a blog post about it. You can tweet about it. You can put it up on your Facebook groups or whatever. And you can actually, one person can get a whole, you know, marketplace talking about how this company basically was, you know, was disingenuous. And you know, you can, I mean, that's the good, the bad, and the ugly of it today, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly the Achilles heel of large organizations is that you do have scenarios like United Breaks Guitars where the fellow was so frustrated by the customer service he received from United that
He
made that video and it went all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in some respects, I think this is sort of forcing perhaps better business ethics because you know that you can't just step on one of your customers because they seem insignificant. Every customer matters now, and one customer can do just as much to bring in. This is what we always talked about anyways, was the notion that if you treat a customer well, they'll bring others with them, and that it costs more to keep to bring in a new customer than to keep an existing one. But it's just that now we're seeing that the ramifications of our actions are much more measurable and much more rapidly measurable through these kind of trackable paper trails, I suppose, digitally that we're seeing.
Do you think, Eric, that if you weren't already before, which I am proud to be a small business owner, I'm proud to represent small business owners, I think there's inherent value in being small. Do you think that now is a time for us small business owners to really embrace our smallness? Do you think this is the time to do that?
Certainly. I think this is a time when large organizations are often trying to look smaller. And this is largely the nugget that led to this book, was that we talked to so many small businesses that thought they had to act big. And the irony is that we're seeing, my favorite example most recently is Starbucks, which we all hold up as the pinnacle of success, is now starting these small, they're called stealth shops, and they have, I believe, two of them now, where they've actually divorced the shop from the Starbucks name in order to feel more like a small, intimate little shop. So clearly there's advantage to being that small human organization on a marketing standpoint, but also just from the pure ease of operating our size of organizations compared to these we don't have to turn the Titanic every day, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm trying to say.
And I'll tell you something, Eric, this is something that big corporations like about us. It's the reason why more and more of them are using us as vendors to help them connect to the marketplace. It's happening all the time. Eric, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I would absolutely love to.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good luck with your book. Congratulations on it, and let's do it again real soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Eric Cargiolotto, ladies and gentlemen. I think he's impressed I can say his name. With a name like Blasingame, you got to be able to say things like that, right? Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.